as Cap cannot impress you, and I know that, you know, a lot of people in the organization saw Cap's back, but I mean, to not have thrown a single touchdown pass, not even in the preseason game, you know, I mean, Coy Dettman needs to throw touchdowns in the preseason game. They did. Feely did. Kevin Cobb did. I mean, Coy's throw two in his first quarter ever. I mean, Cap is a bit of a liability, and yeah, you have to ask yourself, because when the bullets start flying, if Vic goes down, can you trust Foles? And if you can't trust Foles to back up Vic, then maybe you do bring in Edwards, because he has proven that he can play well as a starter. You simplify it a little bit, you know, you run more of a quick, fast, hurry-up West Coast offense, I think he may be better suited to the team than Kafka. But it's just so startling, because coming into the season like you, I had Kafka locked in as the number two guy.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not... What do you want me to say? We're not going to see the kid. We're not going to see the kid. So if Michael goes down week one, right, who's he going to call on? He's going to call on Mike Kafka, who wouldn't have played throughout the preseason.
And like, really, the only reason this conversation comes up is the one negative on Michael Vick. You know, I mean, if we had a Brett Favre or even a Roger Jaworski, those type of guys that just never miss games.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it wouldn't be as much, I think, of a topic. But let's be honest. We have Michael Vick as our quarterback, and he's a smaller guy. He runs around a lot. He improvises. Sometimes he gets blindsided by doing so. And so we do, in Philadelphia, have to be concerned about the backup quarterback.
Yep,
and, you know, everyone saying at the beginning, I just want to say this last thing to the fans. Everyone's saying, why don't we just cut Edwards now to bring in another draft pick? I think Andy Reid, in the back of his mind, and the management in the back of his mind, Howie Roseman, who's really impressed me over the last couple of years, by the way, kind of saw that this could be a possibility. And the reason that they gave Trent Edwards an opportunity and they kept him around because they knew at the end of the day they may need a veteran. And like you said earlier, even if he is cut and not picked up, maybe 2-3 weeks in the season, if God forbid something happens, he's the type of guy you can bring in who knows the offense. So I think it was a great move keeping him and not listening to the fan saying, bring in another guy to fill in the roster spot.
Okay. Hey, Tucker, the quarterback picture is far from over, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the quarterback conversation, we are going to continue that, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. I mean, let's paint the scenario where Mike sprains a thumb, whatever, sprains a pinky toe in the third quarter with a 10-point lead against the Cleveland Browns. Who are you calling in to come play?
Exactly. You want to know something? This is. I never would have thought I would have said this a month ago in a million years. But if that happened today, as good as Nick Foles looked, and the fact that Kafka's not going to be taking snaps on the staff the next 3 weeks, to be honest with you, in the first game, if that happened to Vic and he sprained his thumb, I would feel most secure with Trent Edwards coming in and you know, handing the ball off and simplifying the offense a little bit. And I know, you know, handing the ball off to Shady McCoy, I think he would be the guy that I would trust the most because he's been there before. He has something like 40 starts in his career.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be nuts, man. But I love what you guys are doing. You guys did a great job this year.
Thanks.
Little technical. Hey, I'm not going to be just the gushing fan. Y'all had a couple technical problems at the beginning of camp where things
where
were going in and
feed.
Out,
yeah.
But as always, man, you guys fixed it, you got it straight, and you provided us with a great product, and I just want to thank you and all the entire Eagles team. And watching Bull Wolf grow up and Chris McPherson grow up over the years, I mean, they're becoming pros, man.
That's so sweet.
All you guys. So have a great Eagles day, Dave.
All right, thanks, Tucker. We're not going anywhere. What we're doing is going, you know, whatever, an hour and a half down the field, down the way to NovaCare. There we go, Jeremy Maclin. This is fan appreciation, guys. Fans are crowding around the field. There'll be a lot of these players who kind of just hang out and sign autographs and have some fun with the fans. We certainly appreciate, again, all of these people who come out here every day. It is a wonderful experience. Fan Appreciation Day 2012. The Eagles showing their thanks and saying, hey, we love you, Eagles fans. Thanks for coming. We hear you, and we love you, and we know you're there for us every single day of the year. It's been a wonderful training camp, and this is my favorite part of the whole process. Go and shake hands, say hi, say thank you to the Eagles fans. And every player feels it, whether they're rookies, whether they're new to this team from other teams. It is a unique training camp experience here at Lehigh University. And this is a unique way to say thank you from the Philadelphia Eagles players, coaches, and the entire organization. Thank you for another wonderful training camp experience here at Lehigh University.